Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Kerri-Ann Haynes-Knight, a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 1st, 1950, the Barbados Advocate featured an article commemorating the 9th anniversary of the Barbados Workers' Union, the BWU. The piece, which took the form of a progress report, examined the journey of the BWU since its formation in 1941. The report highlighted the growth of the union from a modest organization into a major advocate for workers' rights under the esteemed leadership of its President General, Comrade Grantley H. Adams. The report paid special attention to the reasons for the creation of the BWU, spotlighting the unrest of the late 1930s and the need for organized representation to enhance the overall social welfare of Barbadian workers. It was noted that the union's work included the handling of a number of grievances, the securing of wage increases, and advocating for improved working conditions, with officers of the union often visiting work sites to investigate complaints. Thus, a major area of success for the BWU was in industrial relations, achieved through representation and negotiation. The report also highlighted the expansion in membership across a variety of industries, evident in the significant number of specialized divisions which were formed to represent workers in the short 9-year period since the inception of the BWU. These divisions included those representing sugar factory workers, domestic workers, agricultural workers, port workers, ship carpenters, printers, coopers, shop assistants, motor mechanics, hospital workers, and many more categories of workers. In addition to the strides made in the arena of industrial relations, the report also showcased the union's other services related to educational, social, and economic advancement of workers. These included educational programs to improve the knowledge of members on labor issues, organized visits to workers across the island, public meetings, regional labor conferences, and partnerships with other regional and international labor organizations. Readers were also informed of a number of other activities undertaken by the union, including welfare initiatives to assist workers experiencing hardships, cultural activities, and other social initiatives to promote a spirit of unity among workers. The report was thus a celebration of the remarkable advancements of the BWU over its first 9 years of existence. The author credited the dedicated contributions of the union's leaders, officers, and members for the rise in the organization's influence and for laying the foundation for the future of workers' rights in Barbados. As the BWU celebrates its 85th anniversary this year, the tradition of collective bargaining, workers' education, and advocacy in Barbados, which began under the leadership of President General Comrade Grantley H. Adams, another prominent labor activist, remains the focus of this enduring trade union.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.